turtle dove is singing the sweet songs of the morning. The leaves of the trees send their silvery cups to the sky. The silent clouds above are beginning to gather. The barren land is so thirsty and so am I. It's beginning to rain, rain, rain. Hear the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. All we are going to be discussing, we are going to be talking about the Bible. There's no other book in the world quite like the Bible. It is an exceptional piece of literature. You can read it to enjoy the artistic beauty of its poetry, the exciting action of its books of history, and the drama of its prophets. You can look to the Bible for comfort or guidance, inspiration or entertainment. So the Bible is filled with a lot of God blessing. The whole world today is filled with different type of terror. And I'm going to begin my Bible teaching from the book of Genesis. The Bible has an answer for every dilemma. So we are going to read the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 31. And I'm going to read also Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 25. And I'm going to read Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 24. I'm going to explain what the Bible is saying. Amen. Genesis chapter 1. The title of my message is Introduction to Terrorism. And this is a subject that we need to attend to quickly from the Bible. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 31. I read. I'm reading from King James Version. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. A lot of people today believe that our world comes to being by evolution. The Bible did not support evolution. There is a God that created everything. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 4, and God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divide the water which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Verse 8. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let water under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the water called it sea. And God saw that it was good. Verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, and whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 13. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, Let there be a light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let there be a sign for season and for days and year. Verse 11. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens, to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the star also. Verse 17. And God set them in the firmament of heaven, to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. We can see from Genesis chapter 1 to 18, God began his creation. There is nothing like evolution. The Bible did not support evolution. God created everything. God started creating things. Verse 18, and to rule the day and the night, and to divide the light from darkness, and God saw that it was good. We can see that everything that God is creating, God is affirming that it was good. Our world was a perfect world before. When God created the universe, everything was perfect. Verse 19, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the water bring forth abundant and moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Verse 21, and God created great whale, and every living creature that moveth, which the water brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, and multiply, and feed the water in the sea, and let fowl multiply in the earth. We can see in verse 22, God continued his creation, and in verse 22, God bless. After God has made, God bless. God opened his mouth and blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, increase, and fill the earth. We can see that our God is a God that loves nature. He's the one that created everything. He loves all those things. Verse 23, and the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Verse 25, and God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after his kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. We can see every creation of God was good. As God continued his work, everything was perfectly good. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, create he them. Our God is a good God. In verse 27, God created man. That is you and me. You that you are listening to me is God that created you. Whether you are a man or whether you are a woman, whether you are a boy, whether you are a girl, whether you are an old person or a young person, you are created by God. Don't let the devil deceive you that you came from evolution. God is the one that created you, male and female. And in verse 28, let's see what happened the second time. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, verse 29, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree which is the fruit of tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Verse 30, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. The last verse in chapter 1, and God saw everything that he has made, and behold, it was very good. The evening and the morning were the sixth day. I want us to know there is a God in heavens that created our universe. Our universe is created by God Almighty. We can see that God started creating the world with nature. He created the earth, he created the water, he created the plant, he created everything. And the Bible says, and God said everything was good. So let's move to Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to the end. Because God is still continuing in the creation. Verse 1. Thus the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Anything that God starts, God always finishes. God is a finisher of good things. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he has made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he has made. Can we see? God created the whole world, the whole earth that you and me were inside right now, only just 6 days. And God rested on the seventh day, which we call the Sabbath. God rested on the seventh day. God made the seventh day a day of rest. Even though today, man has changed it. It's no longer the seventh day. But originally, it was the seventh day that God asked us to worship him. God made the seventh day a day of worship. We are not going to that area, but man has changed it, which I'm going to elaborate in future as we are continuing this teaching. Verse 3, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified, because in it he has rested from all his work. Can we see? Anything that God made, God bless. All the creation that God created, all his creation, after he has finished, he will open his mouth and bless those things. That they should do what? They should multiply. They should increase. They should enlarge. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified, because that in it he has rested from all his work, which God created and made. Verse 4. These are the generation of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, and in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Verse 5. Every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God has not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Can you see another revelation? Here, rain has not started to fall upon the earth, but God caused a stream to flow from the ground, something like a mist, and it will water the earth. Verse 6. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the earth. Verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. If you are a man, you are listening to me. If you are a woman, you are listening to me. Look at how God formed you. Verse 7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril. If you have a nose, that is to say God is the one that created you. But if you are listening to me all over the world and you don't have a nostril, that is to say you don't breathe, then it's not God that created you. But if you breathe in air, you breathe in oxygen, and you breathe that carbon dioxide, you are a human being. You are created by God. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril, and man became a living soul. Can you see? It is because God has breathed the breath of life into your nostril, and now you become a living soul. Verse 8, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. There he put the man whom he has formed. Wonderful. The creation is perfect. And now he has created you and me, man, to be over, to rule over, to have dominion, to rule, to enjoy. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he has formed. Verse 9, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Verse 10, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from then it was parted and become into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is, which compassed the whole land of Avila, and where there is gold. Verse 12, and the gold of that land is good. There is bullion and old stone. Verse 13, and the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. As we are reading the Bible, I want you to know that the Bible is relevant today. All the names that have been mentioned in the Bible, those countries still exist 30 today. Even though some of those countries, they've changed their name, but you will still trace the old name back to that place. That is to say the Bible is an infallible word of God. The Bible is a special book. The Bible is a different book. The Bible is the word of God. Verse 14, and the name of the third river is Edekel, that is, which goes towards the east of the Assyria, and the fourth river, River Ephrath. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Wherever you are today, you are listening to me. God has an assignment for you. We can see the first man. God kept him in that beautiful garden and asked him to keep it and to dress it. You have a responsibility towards God. That is what this place is saying. Verse 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. Verse 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Verse 18, and the Lord God said, it's not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmate. Can you see verse 18? After God has created our first father, Adam, God says it's not good for this man to be alone. And God says, I will make him an helpmate. Let's see what God do. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them also unto Adam to see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Wonderful. How can a man name the whole animal in the world? Can you see that Adam is a superman? God created Adam powerfully. God created our father with all manner of blessing. He was truly an image of God. He could name elephant, elephant. He could name hippopotamus, hippopotamus. He could name the snake, a snake. And what Adam gave to them is what they bear to today. I believe in your community, you have animals there. And all the names of this animal in the Bible, those animals they see existed today. For you to know that God is the one that created everything, not evolution. Verse 20. And Adam gave name to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was no friend and help made for him. Verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Are you a doctor? And you say there is no God. God is the first person that performed a surgical operation. You can see it in Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof, instead thereof. Even today, scientists have discovered that the rib in the body of a man missed one. There is a missing rib in every man. One of the ribs is not complete. Amen. Verse 22. And the rib which the Lord God has taken from man, make he a woman. You can see, this is where God condemned homosexual. Verse 22. God did not form another man to come and give to Adam. God formed a woman to come and give to Adam. So if you are an homosexual, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. You need to repent because God has a woman for you. And if you are a lesbian, God has a man for you. God cannot ask a woman to marry a woman. God cannot ask a man to marry a man. It is a trick of the devil. It is terrorism which we are tracing the Genesis. So look at what the Bible says. Verse 22. And the rib which the Lord God has taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto man. Verse 23. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Wonderful. How did Adam knew this? This is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Adam is a superman. Adam is a prophet. He prophesied what has happened when he slept. Look at the blessing of God in Adam's life. Verse 22. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh, a woman, not a man. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and not ashamed. Let us pause for a while. Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, we've read. You can read it in your own prayer time. I want to summarize Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. God created the earth and the heaven in Genesis chapter 1 and in Genesis chapter 2. The book of Genesis is about many beginnings. The beginning of the universe you have seen it. The beginning of human race, you have seen it where I read. The beginning of sin, we are going to die in chapter 3. And the beginning of God's promises and plan for salvation. Genesis is mainly a story of a relationship between God and his people, between God and nature, and between his people and others. Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2 was a perfect creation. Everything was perfect. Light is there. God created darkness. God created the sky. God created the land, to mention few. God created water, wind, and tide, plants, tree, sun, moon, star, and planets, all our planet today, an animal, some flying in the air, soaring, swimming, looping, crawling, galloping, all things in their vast array was created by God Almighty. God reminds us of the beautiful way in which God initiates and enters into covenant with all of his chosen people, and how he pledged his love and faithfulness to all. What am I talking about? Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, God created the whole world. And in Genesis chapter 2, God created man that we should enjoy. We should enjoy. The purpose of God is for a man to enjoy. Not only creating all these things, he planted a garden. He built a house. Let me put it that way, in this modern day context. He planted a garden and kept the man there. It was a perfect creation. No terrorism at all. Nothing to terrorize the people. Nothing to terrorize Adam and Eve. Nothing to terrorize nature. Nothing to destroy our nature. Nothing to destroy the tree. Nothing to destroy the river. Nothing to cause headache for the bird in the air. Everything was perfect. It was a perfect creation. After this, the devil became angry. The devil is the father of terrorism. Terrorism today that we are talking about, the devil is the father of terrorism. I don't want us to point accusing finger to people. Satan is the originator of terrorism. You can see the creation of God. Everything was good. In fact, God himself said several times, and it was good, and it was good, and it was good. And God blesses his creation, blesses the creation. He blesses everything that he has created. And everything was perfectly good. Let's move to Genesis chapter 3, where we are going to stop this message for today. This is where terrorism was introduced into the first world. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. And the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made. And he said unto the woman, yea, as God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. You can see in verse 1, a serpent. A serpent means a snake. A serpent means a python. You know a snake. I believe you must have heard about a snake before, or you might have seen a snake before. If not physically, maybe you have seen it in the zoo, or you have seen a snake in the farm, or I believe you might have seen a picture of a snake. One of the beasts that God created came and introduced terrorism. There is a spirit behind this snake. And as these studies continue, I'm going to expose the spirit behind these snakes. But all I want to tell you in verse 1 is that the spirit of terrorism has just been introduced into our beautiful world. Verse 2, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Verse 4, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and that a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Problem has just been introduced into the world now. Verse 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig tree together and made themselves apron. You can see in verse 7, they become the first, Adam and Eve become the first fashion designer. They went and looked for leaves to cover their nakedness. You know what we call leaf? If you plug a leaf now, before evening, that leaf will wither away. They make themselves apron to cover their nakedness. Whatever you have today, you cannot cover your nakedness. It is only God Almighty that can cover the nakedness that the terrorism that the devil has introduced into the world. Sin is the father of terrorism. Satan introduced sin into the life of these good people. These good people that enjoy themselves in the garden, as soon as they buy the idea, as soon as they sin against the law, as soon as they eat the forbidden fruit, they become naked. Verse 7, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig tree together and made themselves apron. Verse 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the tree of the garden. I want to say this. You can see what is happening here. After Satan has introduced sin to them through the snake. The snake is just an animal, but there is a spirit of the devil, of Satan, that have introduced, that have entered into this snake. And now the snake has deceived our mother Eve. And Eve has eaten this forbidden fruit and equally gave some to the husband. What was the result? As soon as they finished eating, they became naked. They became naked. Shame came. They have never experienced shame before. They started to experience shame. Now it was the time that God visited them. They went and hid themselves under some tree in the garden. Let's see what happened. Verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, I hid myself. Can you see what is happening here? Sin has bring fear. Sin has bring fear. Anytime you sin against God, the next thing is fear. Sin opened door for fear. Sin opened door for shame. Sin opened door for reproach. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, I hid myself. Verse 11. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? God was asking me a question. Hast thou eaten of the tree? Wherefore I commanded thee that thou should not eat? Verse 12. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. We can see Adam did not accept responsibility. Adam shifted his responsibility upon Eve. Let's see what happened in verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, deceived me, and I did eat. You can see also, the woman also shifted the blame on Eve. All they're supposed to do at this point is to say, God, we are sorry. Adam supposed to say, take responsibility for his action. But Adam passed the buck. Adam shifts his blame upon someone. Whatever you are hearing me today, are you shifting your blame on somebody? Are you taking responsibility of your action? Because God expects Adam to take responsibility of his action. Adam had deliberately disobeyed God. Adam has eaten the forbidden tree that God commanded him not to eat. And now God has come on board. Instead for Adam to say, I am sorry. You've told me not to eat this fruit. I've ate it. Adam said, it is the woman that you gave me. He was now blaming God. Are you blaming God today? You have to change. The woman also is blaming the serpent. Let's see what happened. Verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this. Thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. We can see, God Almighty did not speak with the snake. God only speak to Adam. God only speak to Eve. God has two of them question. God did not have time to speak with Satan, because Satan and God, there is a great distance. So God only cursed the serpent. God placed a curse on that serpent that Satan has used. God commanded a curse to follow him. God did not ask him, snake, why do you do this? God only cursed him. Verse 15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth thy children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Verse 17, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, eating of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the day of thy life. Thorn also and testu shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Verse 19, and in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust art thou, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. Are you a fashion designer? God become the best fashion designer. God slaughter an animal and use his skin as clothes for Adam and Eve, because the apron they sew for themselves is true leaves. Leaf cannot cover their nakedness. So God shed a blood of an innocent animal. An innocent animal in the garden died for the first time to cover the sin of Adam and Eve. And this is a symbol of Jesus that came several years later, that became the Lamb of God that was slain. As we continue on this study, you will understand some of these verses better. But all I'm saying now is that an innocent animal, a lamb, was slain, and the skin was removed. This was performed by God Almighty himself. God became the first fashion designer. He designed the clothes for Adam and Eve. They now wear a animal skin clothes. Let's move forward. Verse 22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat it, and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden, to till the ground from where he was taken. Verse 24, where we are going to stop. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubs and a flaming sword, which turned everywhere to keep the way of the tree of life. May the Lord bless the reading of his words in Jesus' name. In Genesis chapter 3, the whole story, the whole scenario has changed. It was a sad story. The beautiful world has turned to a world of terrorism. I want to tell us, terrorism did not start today. Terrorism starts from Genesis chapter 3. Satan is the father of terrorism. Satan was not happy because Adam and Eve were living happily. Everything was working smoothly. So Satan came, disguised himself in form of a serpent, and speak to Eve. And Eve fell and ate the forbidden fruit. We've read all those places. And now, this is the consequence of their sin. God drove them out of the garden. God drove them out of the garden of peace. God drove them out of the garden of liberty. God drove them out of the garden of freedom. They began to suffer. Adam began to suffer. Eve began to suffer. The snake began to suffer, because God placed curses upon these people. He placed curses on the ground because of Adam. He placed curses on Eve directly. And God equally placed curses on the snake directly. And God prophesied that enmity will always be between snake and the woman. Today, you see that it is very strange when somebody tells you, I love snake. It is hard to see people that love snake. Anybody that you see that is rearing snake is demonic. God has already caused snake. And that's why you see everybody is running away from snake today. Some people prefer to have lion in their cages than to have snake, viper in their house. And you will believe with me that the Bible is true. The Bible is the word of God. The Bible is relevant to our world today. So in Genesis chapter 3, terrorism was introduced. Terrorism was introduced. And today, as we are going to continue this teaching, you are going to see how it went from generation to generation. From generation to generation. God drove them out of this garden and placed an angel called cherubims that have sword. Their sword turned 360 degrees so that Adam and Eve will not go back to the garden and lay their hands on the tree of life, because at this time they've not repented. God have to push them out for a while before God now prepared the way of their repentance. Because if God allowed them to be in the garden, and if they ate the tree of life, they will become like Satan, the father of terrorism. So God still loves his people. Wherever you are right now, I want you to apply this word of God into your life. This word of God is relevant to your life, to my life today. God has created everything beautiful in your life. All the problems you are having, it is the father of terrorism that introduced those problems into your life. So Satan is the father of terrorism. Anywhere there is war, anywhere there is killing, anywhere there is destruction, is a work of Satan, which is the father of terrorism. So don't be afraid. When you see people today, country fighting against country, country throwing bomb against one another, some radical group begin to destroy people, life and property, it all originated from their father, the devil. Anybody that destroys is supporting terrorism. Anybody that destroys, Satan is his father. God is a God that created everything beautifully. God is God that created everything perfect. God is God that created everything wonderful. God created everything beautiful. And that is why Jesus Christ came in the New Testament to take away our punishment for sin. May the Lord bless you as you continue to listen to the part two of this message in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, the purpose of this message is for you to continue to pray. The purpose of this message is for you to come close to God for counseling and prayers. Call us on +447031980386. Remain blessed.